Chavis Lavois, Perek Dalel. The Chavis Lavois continues with the different type of bitachon a person should have with regard to the different groups of people. He says, "Ilu aderech hashim shanachom bitachon b'lekim b'mashen egel yachatzoy klapei akitzis hashuni shabni adam. Hein elish mamadam oilam mamadam. Hein elish mamadam nochem mamadam." Who's that? The proper bitachon a person should have when he's dealing with people, the different classes of people, whether those that are in a higher social bracket than he or lower. He says that when you, if a person should have to ask a favor from somebody, so then when he asks the person a favor, he should look at the really who is asking the favor, and realize that the people that he's asking the favor from are just a conduit, they're just a way, a means that the Ribbono Shel Olam could give him what he needs. And he brings a great marshal. He says, just like a person, a farmer, who uses the ground, uses his field as a means of getting parnasa, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that he should have parnasa, then the food will grow, the fruits will grow, the crops will, he'll have a great crop. Does the farmer afterwards turn to the ground and say thank you very much? So we know that there's an Indian of, even to Damien we saw by Moshe Rabbeinu, that there shouldn't be an Indian of Kfiyas Toif. He didn't hit the ground, he didn't hit the water. But the Indian of the Hakar Satoiv, to give Hakar Satoiv, thank you, Adang to the ground, that a person doesn't do. It says, who gets the thank you? Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for using the ground as the means that I should have parnasa. Vim lo yirtel kim lefarnis etzara di yibol adama. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want that he should have parnasa through the crop of through what grows from the ground, az hi lo yitzmach, then it's not going to grow. Or she tetzmiach val yibol yizkakel, or he'll have a crop and then it'll get ruined. He's not going to turn to the ground and say, what'd you do? How come you caused this to me? Obviously, it's clearly the Bar Elam, which is what we were talking about yesterday. To realize that certain times Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it clear beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's him and it's no one else. Even though there's always a person, if he digs deep enough, he could always find some sort of Eitzah that really, no, maybe it wasn't the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe it was somebody else. Maybe it was something else. We found an Eitzah, we found somebody that we could point the finger to. The Ramban says by the Teva, he says, how big was the Teva? 300 Amis by 50 Amis. How big is that? Even according to Shir Chazanish, 600 feet by 100 feet. Not so big. You have, how did all the animals that existed enter to the Teva? One floor of the Teva. We have, it's not just elephants and monkeys and it's seven cows and seven sheep and seven all the kosher animals, the seven, all the birds and all the how did they all fit inside? It's not shaykh. It's not chalam. It's not shaykh. It's not a nes. So how come Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make a bigger nes? If that's the case, so why do you have to work for 120 years making such a huge teva? Make a teva the size of his dining room table. And sticking all the animals. This is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is no mind beneath. So the way that this is Yisrael that we find many, many times, V'yilich Hashem et Yom Beruach Kadim Azof Al Alayla, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, by before Kriyas Yom Tzuf, there was a huge wind that blew the entire night. We find it says, Chinuch says it's said by, even though the Yesh was Yord Min HaShemayim on the Mizbech, Mitzvah Lahavim Min HaHedyot, that should be Mamayit in the Neis. What's the Pshat? Says Rabbi Ruch, says Rav Chatzkol, the reason is because Neis and Yisrael come from the same Sherish. Every nes be'etzem also has to be a nisayon. If it's clearly the Yad Hashem, then it takes away a person's bechira. Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows that in every nes there's a way to touch it up. No, Taka wasn't a nes. Maybe it could have been this. It could have been the Ruach Kodem Azakol Alayla. Ah, that's why the water split into 12 different things. And there's 50 nisim that happened alayam because of the Ruach Kodem Azakol. No, but we already have some sort of understanding of what it could be. There are tidal waves and there's all types of tsunamis and who knows what, that these things can happen. It's also a nes the other way, a nes l'ro, Rachman and Slan. Like what happened, it's also, it's a, A person could always, oh, we found somebody to blame, and now we know. No, there's always that possibility, but it's clearly the Yad Hashem. The same thing with the ground. You could say, you know, the ground, the reason why there was no good crop this year is because it was my neighbor's Amar, you know, he was jealous, and his Ayin Hara, and maybe it could be that he even did something, I don't know, and blame it on this. There's always what to blame. But generally, a person realizes that if he has a good crop, then it's not the ground. If he doesn't have a good crop, it's not the ground. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So too, any time that a person asks a favor from somebody else, to realize that whether the person says yes or the person says no, it's not the person. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Either this is the right person, not the right person. There's a well-known mashal that Chafetz Chaim would say, says that if a person needs a loan from somebody, so he goes and he asks Chaim Yankel for the loan. Chaim Yankel says, no, I can't give it to you. It's too much. It's too this. I can't give you the loan. So he gets upset at him. How come? How come you're not helping me out? How come? He says, imagine you're looking for a guy named Reuven, and you go to the Reis Medrash, and he asks the guy, you see a guy there, sitting there, and he says, yeah, is your name Reuven? No, my name is Shimon. Get upset at him? Why are you Reuven? What? I'm not Reuven, I'm Shimon. Well, what do you want from me? Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's the same thing over here. Every person, whether if he's supposed to be helped, he'll be helped from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if he's not supposed to help, he's not going to be helped. Mimela, if you're asking this person, Chaim Yankel, for a loan, and Ribbono Shel Olam said that he's not going to be the one to help you out, so then he's, for all intents and purposes, he's Shimon. There's no reason to get upset at him. He's especially the wrong person. He's not the one that's meant for you. V'chein k'shu mevakesh mashum b'nei odom ha'yachshav shimu mevakesh l'davim y'odom chozek oz yish lo yosis yikuyim l'asig o'yisayim ha'shim mevakesh l'davim y'odom cholosh ala yamin sh'shneim esugolam l'asis l'davim b'yifin shoveh me'achar sh'im rakim tzoyim sh'al yodom b'bari nesin es l'davim v'yivtach alakim yizbaruch sh'yitzis l'davim l'poyel. Yeah, so too he says, you have to know exactly how far to take this. He says that when a person asks for a favor from somebody, don't think that by asking for a favor from somebody who's strong, will be able to accomplish what you need better than the person who's weak. So, because both of them are just a means from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If it's supposed to happen, it'll happen from whoever. You know, obviously, it has to be that both people. It's possible for both people to accomplish it. But if it's not possible, so then in a chanami, that's not considered a shtatus. The shaila is, how far did we take this? Does that mean when it comes to surgery that he could do the surgery, but we could also get the person that's mumcha to do the surgery? We're not going to ask the mumcha. It's not nechlal and shtadlis to ask the person that has the best possible. The other person could do it. I don't know if that's, it could be that that's not considered. That's also, once his yechurlis is much better, why is he a mumcha? He's mumcha because he's able to do it in a better oifen. He has more experience, so it's not the same thing as this. It's not the same exact thing. Then he's kilu as if, in such a scenario, it's not that there's two people that can do the surgery. One person can do the surgery much better than the other person can do the surgery. But if two people can do it, one person is stronger, one person is weaker. But they both can do the same thing. Then there's no reason to think that if I ask the stronger one, that I have a better chance of doing it, of succeeding. If the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it, it'll happen. If he doesn't, it won't happen. If the person helps you out, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, thank the other person that he was the one that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this person the ability to help you out, so then he's probably a zakai. And you should really thank him. He says, if you ask somebody for a favor and he turns you down and he says no, then don't blame him for it. That's exactly what he's saying. He's not the Reuven, he's the Shimon. And thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what tremendous says the Chavit Lavavis. Thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that he didn't help you out. He thanked the other person if he tried to and he wasn't successful. And that's how you should act with regard to your friends and your colleagues. In other words, that there's also the ability to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for not letting it happen, for not being succeeding. You thought A, the Ribbono Shel Olam said no. Then even if it doesn't mean right, Ribbono Shel Olam, please help me make the bus. And you missed the bus. And I'm just giving an example. This is not, you're asking for an etzer from somebody. You're asking for help from somebody. And you should thank the Rebbe that he missed the bus. That means even if you don't hear that chas v'shalom, that something happened to the bus afterwards, even if the bus got safely to yeshiva or wherever it was, and nothing happened to anybody there, and the very fact you missed the bus, that's already a reason to thank the Rebbe Shalom. And first of all, it could be that the reason why you missed the bus is for something which is way down the line, something which is much, or you're probably supposed to miss the bus, whatever it is. But obviously, Rebbe Shalom understood what's best for you at this time is to miss the bus. I saw a story of Hashgacha Pratis actually this past week of a bacha that was driving up to Tfas, and he passed by a couple with a baby that was outside their car. Their car was smoking, and he realized that he doesn't have any way to help them, but maybe they need a ride to wherever they're going. He can't help them with the car, maybe they need a ride. The kids, they were so thankful that he stopped for them, and he picked them up. He picked them up, and he was driving, and a cop pulls him over, and he says, "What's going on over here? You have a little baby that's inside of a car without a car seat." So he says, "You have to realize what happened over here. I picked him up from the side of the road. They didn't have a car. You can't expect them. It's an emergency." The policeman was supposed to was going to believe him, and then there was an older cop there, and he says, "Well, Shakran, Mapatom, you made up the whole story. What are you saying, Bichlal?" And Kitzer, he gave him a knas of 1,000 shekel and 6 points. 6 points. Here, 6 points, not like in America, 6 points, but it's still pretty bad. The Kitzer, after that, you can understand that the matzav in the car wasn't so. The younger man felt terrible that he caused the guy to lose the whatchamacallit, and the kitzer, he wanted to pay for it, and he says, "No, Rabbi Tom, this is my mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the knas also, but it's also chelik of the mitzvah. Rabbi Tom, you're a newly married couple, and you have an extra 1,000 shekel. The kitzer, they get to talking, and they find out that at the end of the day, we're going to fight it, and they get to talking, and they realize that this guy lives mamash like a building over. So the police are never going to believe him that he doesn't know who this guy is. For sure, he picked him up as a neighbor. The kitzer, they started schmoozing, and they got to know each other, and this bacher was a shtickle older bacher, he's 25 years old already. And the younger man told the younger man's father about how this bacher mamish helped him out, and he was so impressed with it. And the father was so impressed with him, and sure enough, he read his shidduch, and he found the shidduch 6 months after the story. So now, this whole time, he had no idea that the 1,000 shekel, one day went by, and 2 days went by, and nothing came out of Shemayim all of a sudden, like because he got the 1,000 shekel. He did a teva. Also, he did a teva. He helped get out. And this is what the Rebbeinu Shlom is doing to me. This is the chesed. He didn't see it for a day, and he didn't see it for a week, and he didn't see it for a month. And then a half a year later, he's able to see that this is Megago, the Shidduch. So why did it have to be out of the 1,000 shekel knas? That was goofy how they were able to see how he done, even though he got a knas and he didn't, he got a ticket and he had to pay 1,000 shekel, he still wasn't upset at him and he still told him, you know, don't pay for it. So every situation, a person could, even if a person doesn't see how it's for his best, the Rebbeinu Shlom ultimately has his best. And it could be that a person ultimately is not going to see. It could be that you'll never find out why you missed the bus or whatever it is, A, B, C, D, E. But at the end of the day, a person has to thank Hashem, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for the best reason. And we don't know what the best reason is, we don't always know, but certainly it's for the best reason, and therefore, in every situation, a person should be thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom.